me show you how to enjoy all the lights and the bells and the whistles.
We say enjoy the show.
Means y'all enjoy the show.
Boys enjoy the show.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
We all enjoy the show. Any questions, holler them out.
You enjoying the show?
Now it's time to let loose.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Woohoo!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, please, that's too much. Thank you.
Hi. Great show for you today. In fact, today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction. Great audio clips for you today. Kash Patel, you probably don't know the name, but he is a godsend because he is going to be the new head of the FBI. And he is one of us, and I cannot wait because karma is a bitch. And all these horrible people who've been in charge of the FBI and all the terrible things they've been doing to us, now it's our turn. Now it's our turn. And we got the right guy in there, Kash Patel. Kash with a K. He's American of Indian heritage, like Vivek Ramaswamy. Indian like convenience stores and not the casinos. Hardcore Trump guy, one of us. Fantastic. I've got several clips that I'm going to play for you. I think you're going to love hearing this. Absolutely love hearing this. Also, Haiti, 184 people were killed in Haiti. And yes, we're going to make some references to Port-au-Prince, Ohio. Used to be called Springfield, and mutilation Mike DeWine, the governor. Also, Donald Trump has issued an amazing statement regarding kickstarting the American economy and jobs and all of that. I'm going to share that with you as well. Nancy Mace was attacked. Congresswoman Nancy Mace is very hot, by the way. Jesus, she hot. South Carolina, she is hopefully going to run against actually, South Carolina has two horrible senators. One is Lindsey Graham. She's going to probably run against him, and I'm all in with her because now she's finally a Trump person, where Lindsey Graham is a deep state lizard person. Oh, horrible, horrible human being. Also, speaking of horrible human beings, the decaying Kentucky cadaver, Mitch McConnell, has fallen down again. Another two or three times, he's got a busted up hand, his face, he's frozen up again. And who is covering for him? Why, none other than West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, who is his right-hand man, who is his wingman, who is doing the same thing to protect this decaying Kentucky cadaver, Mitch McConnell, that the left did in protecting Joe Biden, not telling us the truth, not telling us how incapacitated he is. The Republican establishment, that's the Republican wing of the Uniparty, is doing the exact same thing, protecting this decaying Kentucky cadaver, Mitch McConnell, that the left was doing, protecting Joe Biden. And at the heart of this is his right-hand man, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. Where is she? Why is she not doing anything to let us know just how bad this guy is? It's painful to actually see the pictures of him. How many times he's fallen down, he's frozen up. I swear to you, he's in worse shape than Joe Biden. I'm not exaggerating. He's in worse shape than Joe Biden. And you got West Virginia's wrinkled rhino doing everything she can to cover it up. Instead of saying, hey, we need to have a sit down here. We need to have an intervention. We need to learn from what the Democrats did in protecting Joe Biden so that we get rid of this guy, McConnell. We have him resign and we have a new election. McConnell's in worse shape than Joe Biden. And Shelley Moore Capito, instead of standing up for the people of West Virginia, is standing up for the deep state, protecting him. Unbelievable. All that and so much more. Oh, one other thing. Have you noticed that within a matter of a few days, we have learned more about the alleged assassin of the United Health, the CEO of the United Health, gunned down right there in New York City? We know more about Luigi, that's his first name, Luigi. Very smart guy, by the way. Went to Ivy League school, Penn, and of course now the Ivy League schools are a joke, and you can see why, what they're producing. We know more about Luigi than we know about the two assassins who tried to kill Donald Trump. We know way more about Luigi than we do about the two assassins. Can you even name either one of them? Now, why is that? Why do you suppose that is? Well, I don't know, but I have a theory. My theory is, and I hope to God I'm wrong, and I want to stress I do not have any smoking gun evidence, but this is my gut feeling. My gut feeling is that it was an inside job, start to finish. The deep state tried to take him out twice. And that's why we're not getting any information from America Stasi, the FBI, because if we do start getting the information, we're going to be really, really upset. That might be one reason why they are so concerned about Kash Patel being the new head of the FBI. And Christopher Wray and all of these other horrible, horrible human beings who've been in charge of the FBI over the last four or so years. And well, in fact, even longer than 4 years, yeah, because they were all put into place by Obama. They better lawyer up. They better lawyer up because the storm is coming. So let me play for you sound from Kash Patel. One of his interviews, I got two or three of them here that I want you to know, want you to hear, so you learn about this guy, because the local media is telling you nothing about him. Nothing at all. One of the most important positions, heading the corrupt FBI to reform it, to clean it out. They won't tell you anything. The newspapers are beyond useless here in the Valley. The two local TV stations, oh my God, one's worse than the other. And 7 now has hired somebody from NPR to be the news director. Tell us that you hate us without telling us that you hate us. Unbelievable. I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Then Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, it's the Encore presentations. Today is Wednesday, so this will be rebroadcast, Encored, on Saturday, all 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. But download that River Network app and click River Talk, because Dimitri is all you've got. Every day, people say to me, wow, I learned so much stuff here. Why isn't anybody else telling me this stuff? Well, because the local media here in the Valley is simply the propaganda press. It's just propaganda. It's not even, you know, they're pretending that it's news, but it's not news. It's just propaganda. You learn more from me in 2 hours here than you learn from the local media over the course of, a year, something like that. Well, maybe 11 months. Yeah. Don't want to oversell this. All right, so here's Kash Patel talking about someone who I believe is a FBI mole. And there were many, many, many FBI and feds worked into the January 6th, quote, insurrection. So here's one of the reasons why the FBI and the deep state, why they are so terrified. This guy, Kash Patel.
As a former federal prosecutor and a public defender who defended a lot of these types of cases, what you need to show is whether or not the FBI and government agents were using undercover operatives and informants on the day of January 6th. Because if you can show that, you know they've been But the paperwork shows having run informants, that's a 6-month buildup. Minimum.
Right.
Minimum. It's not like they just dropped them into the Proud Boys and said, hey, go, don't disrupt, please. So once you prove that, then you defeat the insurrection narrative with the FBI's own documentation. Forget what the videotape shows.
Just for people who you can't see what's going on in the room, the reason why Kash just said hang on or whatever is because I started smirking and rolling my eyes, and what I meant to convey with that is, come on, we know they were involved.
Let me clarify, though.
Yeah. I'm not saying I know definitively. What I'm saying is a reasonable suspicion is that there were agents. There's a video showing a guy with an earpiece pulling people into the building. All right. Mm-hmm. You combine that with the evidence of Ray Epps, and it looks like you have a preponderance of evidence suggesting there may have been federal law enforcement involved in making that thing happen.
I'll get you beyond a reasonable doubt. All two right. Pieces of information. Ray Epps was on FBI's most wanted list one day, and the next day he was off of the FBI's most wanted list. There are only two ways that happens. You die, or your informant. Put that aside. Under congressional testimony, Jill Sanborn, who I used to work with, the head of the FBI Counterintelligence Division, in charge of all these investigations, testified under oath when Senator Cruz asked her, flat out, were there federal agents involved with January 6th? And she said, quote, Senator, I can't answer that at this time. Not if the answer was definitively no, having been a DOJ FBI guy myself, she would have gone there and said, nope, absolutely not. The reason she said I can't answer that is because of the same stonewalling they gave us during Russiagate with Christopher Steele Halper and everybody else. It's the same narrative, and I'm telling you they were there.
So you're saying that she said I can't answer that because the answer is yes, yep. And that would compromise whatever their operation was.
Exactly.
In case you're wondering why they are terrified, the deep state is terrified of Kash Patel being the new head of the FBI. This is music to my ears. It really is. Yeah, baby. Also, Barnesville. Attention, I'm talking to you. Yes, there was a Dimitri sighting in Barnesville a couple of days ago, and actually yesterday as well. But Monday, I went to see Dr. Amanda Fisher. She is the Belmont County coroner, but she's also a great chiropractor. By the way, the only chiropractor who is a coroner in the state of Ohio. How cool is that? And that's Amanda, and she is just the most lovely human being you would ever want to meet. I mean, just wonderful. Every box. That's her. And her mini-me is the cutest little kid in the world. All right. So anyway, so I had some sort of a problem with, you know, one leg. Something was wrong. And I went to her and I said, okay, here, something is wrong with my leg and this, that, and the other. And she whips out the map, or not the map, but a chart with spines and nerve endings and this, that, and the other, and muscles. And I have no idea what she's talking about. None. But I'm playing along like, oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, Amy has joined us. I still have my Amy cup. Epstein didn't kill himself. Thank you so much, Amy. Anyways, Amanda, focus. Okay, Amanda. So my one leg was all screwed up. And it was affecting everything from my groin, my groin down to my foot, to the arch, the top part arch of my foot. Anyway, so she gets all the information and then does all her, ever this, that, and the other. And then she starts to, I guess, manipulate different parts of my body. I'm going, ah, oh. The sound is much worse than the pain. There actually was no pain. And I got to tell you, I'm feeling much better. It's like it's almost cured. I mean, this Amanda Fisher, Dr. Fisher, chiropractic, Fisher family chiropractic and sports and now animals too. Anyway, she's across the street from Barnesville Hospital. And she and Missy, who is her office manager, they are just the nicest people. But the bottom line is, whether they're nice or not, the bottom line is, you know, did it work for me? And I got to tell you, huge, huge improvement. Absolutely huge improvement. So Dr. Amanda Fisher, if you know her, or anybody who, if you know anybody who knows her, please pass along my appreciation that Fisher Chiropractic in Barnesville, right across the street from Barnesville Hospital, she was just terrific. I've got to go back there one more time. It's going to be nothing but really, really good news. Thank you, Dr. Fisher.